Hello, respected viewers. Hello. Welcome to my channel. Anyway, I'm commenting on talk of Texan independence because, as you know, may know, Texas is the only state in the USA that was briefly recognized as a completely independent country since they broke away from Mexico, if memory serves, in 1838. Before they were absorbed into the United States or admitted to the Union in 1846, the Republic of Texas was recognized as a sovereign nation by many others, by the USA itself, by France, by the United Kingdom, not by Mexico. And when the United States voted to allow Texas to join, that triggered the Mexican-American War, which obviously resulted in victory for the United States, which is why Mexico lost about half its territory. You know, Utah, California, Nevada, New Mexico, Arizona, am I forgetting any? An enormous amount of land. There's been recent talk of Texas independence. Incidentally, I've never actually been to Texas, but will the Lone Star State go it alone? And it's extraordinary because this Texas independence movement has never completely gone away since 1848. I remember about 2000, there were some people from the Republic of Texas organization who claimed that Texas had never properly acceded to the United States and therefore was legally still sovereign. And they came and gave a talk at the Oxford Union, which is the debating society of Oxford University. And in a certain ceremony, they said that a certain room in Oxford Union, this bit of the library, was now an annex of the Texan embassy. Because whilst Texas had diplomatic relations with the United Kingdom in the early 1840s, there was a Texan embassy in London. And there was an ambassador to the Court of St. James. Ambassadors of the UK were said to be to the Court of St. James, because St. James's Palace is the official residence of the British royal family, even though they haven't lived there for centuries, and it's way smaller than Buckingham Palace. Texas obviously hasn't had an embassy to any country since 1846. So that was this little ceremony, but people got the impression they were regarded as harmless eccentrics in Texas, a view that was seen to be very much lunatic fringe, but has become mainstream now. So it was extraordinary to see an opinion poll for the first time showed that just 2022 showed that 60% of Texans would vote to leave the United States, and only 40% would vote to stay. So an advantage of 20 percentage points beyond the margin of error. Now, I'm a little bit skeptical about this because that opinion poll, it ruled out the undecideds, and the undecideds in referenda, they tend to break towards the status quo. So, but nevertheless, that would still give the secessionist movement rather an advantage. So it's extraordinary thing that, you know, that Texas has been part of the United States for so long, you know, not far off 200 years, people have lost faith in it. The majority of Texans want out. But if it really came to it, would they vote for that? But it could be a referendum, or could be elections, whatever, to Texas's legislature at Austin, or the Texan delegation, the United States Congress. But even if the majority of Texans want to leave the United States, it doesn't automatically follow that they will be permitted to do so. Because obviously there's an argument going back to the American Civil War that if you join the United States, that's forever. This is a bilateral agreement, and you're not permitted to unilaterally withdraw from it. Because, you know, saying that the Declaration of Independence saying that we're going to stay together as states, or the Constitution saying this is forever and that there can be no withdrawal. All right, the United States might choose to allow a state to leave the Union, but doesn't have to, even if every single person in the states wishes to leave. And that's what the Civil War is about. One of the things that's problematic about keeping the Union together when one state is there involuntarily, you say, but wait a second. If America was able to break away from, had the right to break away from the British Empire, surely the states of the USA have the right to break away from the USA. If not, why not? Because they would say, well, these Anglophone communities on the Atlantic seaboard of America, mostly English descended, they'd chosen to be in the British Empire, usually moving from Great Britain to America. So you can't opt out, even if it was actually your great-great-grandparents opted that to do that. And all right, the African Americans had no choice in the matter about living there. I don't think it's going to happen for various reasons, but it's surprising. Does it show such disaffection with the United States government? And it's much higher now, partly because there's a Democrat in the White House. I mean, traditionally, it's been a bit lower when a Republican is in the White House, has Republican control of Congress. And so why are they so disillusioned, even though there's actually healthy economic growth? And another point is, Texas is doing so well. It's part of the reason why some people say, well, let's make it on our own. We can easily do so. Texas would be the eighth largest economy in the world were it to leave the United States. And California's even bigger than that. So Texas is the second most populous state. It's very large in area. I mean, certainly by European standards, it's much larger than Ireland and Great Britain combined. I remember hearing the saying long ago, the sun is risen, the sun is set, still I ain't left Texas yet, because you drive all day, maybe even drive almost 24 hours without leaving the state, depending from which point to which point you're driving, that is, of course. So extraordinary. There was a Texan embassy in London, or Texas embassy, they call itself exactly, way back in the noughties, but that was actually a restaurant just off the Trafalgar Square, very central, a real prime piece of real estate. I think it's unoccupied now because the rents must have been sky high. But I mean, if Biden's reelected, that might even go higher, that figure. If Trump gets back in, it'll probably go down a little bit. And those who want to leave Texas are very much Republican inclined or towards the Reform Party or Libertarian Party. And partly because, for instance, Roe versus Wade has been overturned. So Texas is able to protect the lives of its babies, to recognize that right to life. One might have thought that actually support for separation would decrease. I mean, some Texans are really put off by BLMers, by environmentalism, a state which makes so much money from hydrocarbons. That's it. So it's really surprising. But were Texas to leave, that would obviously enfeeble the United States. Would it set off a chain reaction of other states breaking away, particularly ones in the Quantum Confederacy? And you've got to remember just how electorally important Texas is. Now, Trump won Texas by 6 percentage points, which is a narrower margin the Republicans have won it for a very long time, since maybe the 70s. Another point is it would really be make such a difference in presidential elections, because all right, Trump won by, I think it was 56 electoral votes in 2016, and Texas is worth 38. But without Texas, George W. Bush would not have won in 2004, and he would not have won in 2000 either. And therefore, the Republicans wouldn't have won a presidential election since 1988, when George Herbert Walker Bush won his landslide. George H.W. Bush being the father of George W. Bush, okay? And that would be a consequence of other reasons as well, because, of course, George Herbert Walker Bush, he shifted to Texas, having been born in Massachusetts, if I got that right, whereas his son, George W. Bush, actually born in Connecticut when his father was still at Yale, but moved to Texas as an infant and very much identified as a Texan. But, if Texas weren't in the USA, would they have gone to Texas or not? Maybe they would have stayed somewhere else in the United States. I'm not sure. But certainly in the future, as the Republicans are facing some demographic problems, the loss of Texas would make this far worse. So it's very much in the Republicans' interest to keep Texas within the fold. But maybe Democrats will be licking their lips saying, if Texas leaves, then we're going to win almost every single time. So will it happen? I don't see it myself. I mean, I obviously haven't really taken the temperature there, but I wonder, are people being unserious when they say this, when they really think about it, that they won't vote for that? I mean, not so many. Obviously, some people really are committed to the cause, but what people say in opinion polls, what they are or what they vote for, are not always the same. But nevertheless, it's an extraordinary development. What do you think? Is it going to happen? Is it desirable from a Texan perspective? Would it be a good thing from the point of view of the rest of the United States or not? Okay, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon to get access to thousands of other videos and articles behind the paywall, right? Toodaloo.